Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week in Advent, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 1, verse 21. And they ask him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." In the question whether John was Elijah, the Jews were evidently referring to the prophecy of Malachi. I am of the opinion that Malachi had in mind no other Elijah but John, and that there are no grounds for assuming that there would be a return of Elijah the Tishbite, who ascended into heaven in a flaming chariot, as told in 2 Kings 2:11. The words of the angel Gabriel spoken to Zechariah, John's father, also supports this opinion. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. That's from Luke 1:17. In these words, one sees that the angel Gabriel is referring to the prophecy of Malachi and quotes the same words of the prophet who also said that Elijah will, quote, turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, as we had heard in Malachi 4:6. Had Malachi prophesied a different Elijah, the angel would certainly not have applied his words to John. He followed the same course with the Virgin Mary when he applied Isaiah's words to her, "Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son," from Isaiah 7:14. These words Gabriel applied to Mary when he said, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son," in Luke 1:31. In his work as the forerunner of Christ, John the Baptist would be a real Elijah, preaching repentance to prepare men for Christ. Let us pray. Thanks and praise be to you, O God, for the great cloud of witnesses who have witnessed to your Son and the salvation you have prepared for us in him. Amen. Merry Christmas from Luther for the Busy Man. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.